Welcome back. Aubrey Bloom, Larry Bowen. It's time for the High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. Larry, the youth are...
They're tumbling and jumping.
Flipping and bouncing.
Yeah, we're
going to... All
Aubrey,
kinds of things.
This is a busy man who took time out of his schedule to be our guest today, so we're going to get right to it without my usual 5 minutes of kind of blathering on about things. Our guest today is Rudder Boys Gymnastics Coach J.T. Fletcher, and Coach Fletcher is nice enough to be with us in the week that his team will be going to the state meet up in Fort Worth, Coach. I know there's like... You know, 18 cities all put together there or something. But the point is, the Rangers are going to state. I appreciate you being with us. Tell us, I love it when we do high school interviews and we get the bells because there's some kind of authenticity to that.
Yeah, there you go.
I can't believe I said authenticity without really butchering it. But anyway, Coach Fletcher, tell us just in general, you and I talked the other day, and I think I'm going to give away some of my preview story here on the radio, but tell us, I thought it was really interesting what you said the other day about the potential for this meet to be really close. I went back and checked, and you guys won. Your boys team is a defending state champion, but I mean, you guys won in a runaway last year. I looked it up, and you finished with 338.35 points, and Saginaw was next at 332. I mean, that's a huge difference in gymnastics, but you don't expect any runaways this year, do you?
No, sir, I don't. I really like the sound of that, what you said. I wish that could happen again this year. But I think you have three teams that are going to be pretty tight. Of course, my coach's prediction is that number one and number two, San Angelo and Saginaw, will be battling probably for the most part. Rudder, we're looking to be the one to go in and upset somebody. We've been able to hold our own with both those teams during the early part of the season, with the exception of just two events, that if we can go in there and do great on those two events, I think we can be right there with those guys.
The state championships will be Friday and Saturday. You guys, I'm looking at the notes I have and the stories that I've written, but last year when you won, when you look at the Bryan ISD, the Bryan High program that you started and then moved to Rudder, eight state championships. So you guys are used to going to state and having success. I really like the quote that you gave me about you have, I think, four new guys, if I'm not mistaken, that haven't been to state. But I really liked your quote about how you were trying to prepare the new guys and just the electricity, the atmosphere. Tell our listeners what that's like. We have a lot of listeners who probably have never been to just a regular gymnastics meet, let alone a state gymnastics meet. But tell us about the difference and just kind of tell the listeners what you told me about the feeling you get when you walk in that place.
Well, just it's going to be very live. It's certainly much more than what our regional meet was this year. There's going to be a lot of noise, a lot of fans. This is the 49th. State championship for Texas High School Gymnastics Coaches Association. And so they're trying to make it a big deal as they prepare for the 50th next year. So we are expecting record number turnout. I think that as you're sitting through one of these meets, the noise level is so loud that you can't hear the person next to you. I think Coach Compton found that out last year as he attended the state meet in Alvin, and it was a surprise to him. With the energy and just the noise level and the excitement in the gym.
Right. JT, this question just popped into my head, and the other guys on the sports staff are going to really hate me for asking this question, because if it ever came true, it would be a blessing to you guys and maybe the community, but certainly a lot more work to us. Is there a chance that we could ever see the state meet come here?
Sure, I need to get some some support behind us here and make sure we can find a location to do it in. We did host the state meet in 95 and in 1998 at Bryan High School.
Mm-hmm.
But so, since gymnastics has moved over to Rudder, we don't quite have that opportunity anymore.
It's the same facility. Let's talk about your team, and I'm just going to read off the names of the guys on your roster. We'll start with Tim Fletcher, and we'll get back to Tim in just a minute, but you also have Austin Chaney, Jacob Marek, Hart Walker, Zach Pollock, Brandon King, Peyton Presnell, and then the new guys, the first-timers are Travis Mize, Matthew Alvarado, Marcus Knotts, and Micah McNeil. You're going to need a big van to get all those guys up to the Metroplex. You have a good kind of mix, JT, and obviously last year, with your older son Taylor being a veteran, you had kind of a more of a veteran group. It's I don't know if you'd say rebuilding, but you know you have a little bit of a inexperienced group going up there. I would imagine there's some excitement in that, but also maybe a little trepidation too.
Oh yeah, and you know our consistency or lack of this year has kind of been our Achilles heel. And, you know, when we're on, we're great. But if we happen to have to count a miss routine for a counting score or we have to go down to some of the more experienced guys, that's really what will be our setback. However, on the other hand, it's great that these guys are getting the experience because it's very important for them, especially with Mitch McNeil and Marcus Knotts being freshmen, for them to see what that environment's like and for them to get that experience competing so, you know, we can think about years to come.
We talked earlier this week, and you talked about when you had your meet here in town, and San Angelo Central was in that meet, and you guys actually led them through five rotations, and they passed you at the very end. It was interesting to me that you talked about the two disciplines or the two events that are really not the best for your team, and that's the floor exercise and the vault. And instead of going the negative direction, let's talk positive. That leaves you four. But what do your guys do best? Is there something that you specialize in, or maybe somebody that you work with that works with your kid? Kids, what is Rudder? I mean, what is there something event or two that you guys would be known for?
Well, I think our parallel bars this year. In past years, it's been horizontal bar. I think there from 96, 98, 99, we had three different state champions on high bar. So we got to kind of dubbed as the high bar team. Let's see, our rings are strong. Really, you know, I could say great things about the four events, you know, excluding the floor and the vault.
Right. I love the rings, Coach. I don't know, you know, it's just one of those things. I've covered y'all's meets. I've watched gymnastics on TV. But when the guys do the Iron Cross or whatever you call it, I mean, that just, there's just something about the seeing that just kind of grabs your attention. If I could do that, if I could be strong enough to do that and lose enough weight to do that just one time, I would feel like I would have completed my gymnastics career.
Well, that's both of us, Larry, because I worked my tail off to get Iron Cross and never really had the strength to do it. You know, my strength was in other areas. But one of our newcomers to the team, he's a junior, Travis Mize. He does a skill called a backup rise cross, and it's probably, if not the best in the state, one of the top three. And so we're really leaning on Travis to give us that big ring score along with the rest of the team members.
We're finishing up with Rudder Boys Gymnastics Coach J.T. Fletcher, who's nice enough to visit with us a couple of days before the state meet. And, J.T., I'm going to give you a chance to be the proud dad. I know it's probably a delicate line that you walk, but your older son, Taylor, was the all-around state champion last year as a senior. Tim, your younger son, was number two in the all-around as a freshman. This year, he will go into the state meet, even though he's just a sophomore, as the number one ranked boys gymnast in the all-around. Man, I feel like I'm just wondering if you can have a few more boys and keep the program rolling.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll have to discuss that later. But, yeah, Tim is doing a great job. He, you know, it is his to win if, you know, we want to look at him being the runner-up last year. He has had a great season. He's also been very successful in his club season this year as well. And I just hope that he's not too tired or too worn out, which actually I don't think he is. He's very strong, very energetic, and I think he's really looking forward to going in there.
Okay.
Of course, Tim would trade an all-around title for a team title.
Right. But you said you wouldn't get the team title without him getting the all-around. So
That's true. We're going to have a strong performance from all these boys in order to have a chance to repeat.
Coach, we appreciate it. The last thing I'm going to mention real quick, I saw on Twitter that the folks at the high school are having a send-off for you. I think they call it a hall parade as the students send you guys off, and I think that will be Thursday morning maybe as you head north. My question about that, JT, is when they have that hall parade and kind of salute the team, do they throw money or is it just a confetti thing?
Well, I haven't seen the money thrown, but it is a very special deal. Again, something our athletic department put together. I believe our girls' basketball team, they were the first one to go down the hall. And, of course, I think for Pepperellis, they do the same thing. The band, the drum line comes down the hall. It's very exciting, very energetic, and it's a very nice gesture for the student bodies and for the teachers to, you know, kind of give the boys a good luck as they go by.
Okay. Coach Fletcher, thanks for your time. We wish you the best of luck at State, and we will talk to you again.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
There you go.
Going to State, dude. 8 state championships in that program's history. That dude needs 2 more. He'll have a championship ring for every finger, won't he?
Yeah, there you go. That's I'm sure that's probably his goal.
Right? Yeah.
That was today's High School Report brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll go to break. We'll come back and wrap up with the news. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle here on Sports Radio 1150.